What seems each day we're learning more about the negative impact of the government shutdown on agriculture. A growing concern continues to be over market access for some commodity reports, which won't exist until the government is back to full capacity. And according to Jackie Vakes from Stuart Peterson,
we depend heavily on information coming out of the USDA. And with the USDA being shut down, Thursday mornings we normally have export sales. That will be something that we will not have access to. Monday we'd be looking at inspections. Depending upon how long it lasts, if it lasts all the way until the 11th of October, we would not get probably one of the most important supply and demand reports and a heavily anticipated report because it gives us a better idea of how many acres are actually planted and how much may be harvested.
And market analyst Katie Misek from DTN says during her time at World Dairy Expo, she heard from quite a few livestock producers and dairymen who are also concerned about the lack of information.
I think where its impact will be most felt will actually be on some of the futures contracts that are settled on USDA cash data, which is not being released. This affects mostly your livestock producers up there in Wisconsin. They'll understand that some of the dairy contracts, the hog contracts, the live cattle will have some issues settling and closing because there isn't an accurate cash data underlying it. And so that's probably one of the bigger and most immediate facts farmers will feel.
Another one of the unintended consequences of the partial government shutdown has caused some serious problems for poultry and livestock producers. The Center for Veterinary Biologics, a part of the Animal Plant Health Inspection Service, and the agency overseeing the release of vaccines for the use in animal health, in particular poultry and livestock, have furloughed their employees starting last Tuesday. That means the CVB will not be releasing batches of vaccines for distribution, and that has some in the industry concerned.
Those vaccines are no longer being tested. There's just this enormous backlog of products that are sitting there. And so we have companies that produce poultry, swine, beef, that they have product on hand, but they run many of them just-in-time inventory. So as products are not being tested as they're being manufactured, they're just sitting in inventory at these manufacturers such as SIVA. And at some point, these organizations will run out of vaccine and they'll no longer be able to vaccinate their flocks or their herds.
Well, looking at the dairy market, we see that on the whole, cheese prices were higher for barrels, up a penny and a quarter to 172 a pound. Blocks unchanged at 176 and one half cent per pound, while AA butter sits at $1.61. As far as your Class 3 prices, October up a nickel to 18.13. November off a penny, 17.86. December, that is off four at 17.15. And January is down six at 16.72. Board of Trade, corn higher but just fractionally. December, 439 and one quarter of a cent per bushel. March, 452. Beans for November, well, they rebounded nicely, up 14 and a half cents to 12.85 and three quarters of a cent. March, up 13 and a quarter to 12.69. Livestock, slaughter cows, cattle and utilities, 70 to as much as 89. Most of the slaughter cows, 54 to 69. Slaughter bulls, 80 to 97. Replacement bull calf, 65 to 175. Heifer calf, 60 to 135. And your barrels and gilts, 68 and down. And that's your lowdown on the ag front here on WSAU News.